Montreal, or wherever on the globe you are listening. Raised on TV with their single Around the Sun. In any case, this is Armitage Shanks. That does it for me for this Three Amigos special Halloween edition.
It's Halloween, though.
So. That's their gremlin. What's Halloween without gremlins?
Exactly. Hopefully everybody's at home getting really high on sugar.
Yes.
And
sugar.
Other things.
We got songs about sugar tonight.
Yeah.
We do.
And tomorrow you can go out and buy all the Halloween candy you want at a discounted
price. Half price.
Yeah.
Demand half price wherever you go. Say, Halloween is over. Your candy for half price, or I'll take off my clothes and fall on the floor. Urinate.
Don't do that.
They'll definitely give you candy if you threaten to do that.
They will give
or they'll call the police.
They will taser you.
Yes.
Not get any candy.
And then you will definitely pee and be on the floor.
That's the plan. Maybe even shit all over yourself, too. Who knows?
Wow! This show is off to an amazing start, Doug. Hey, we're going to have this much fun for the next hour. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
For the 27th hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. What are we going to hear next? I hope we're going to hear the Cramps tonight, Doug.
Exactly. What we're going to hear next, the Cramps are going to take us off with Human Fly, and then we're going to hear the Wipers with Doomtown, and then we'll be back to talk some more.
Awesome. I'm scared, but in a fun way.
is 96. I got a garbage brain driving me insane. And I don't like to ride, so push the best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare, cause I'm a reborn maggot using Jim Warfare. Rock.
Here we are back again. And that was Doomtown.
Doomtown.
By the Wipers. And, yeah, it's Halloween night. The demons are lurking in the shadows. The bats.
Spooky time.
Whistling in the wind. What else, Graham? What else to this soundtrack? Horrors.
Soundtrack, creaky doors.
Is that what
rattling
we're
in? Chains.
Yeah.
Deep, deep reverb.
Howls
from
in the
unknown
night.
Sources. Heads spinning around and projectile vomiting. Horrible, horrible things. But it's
reverb,
also
surf guitar.
Superheroes, apparently, and princesses and unicorns.
Yeah.
Also, I made a jack-o'-lantern today. It had a 3D element to it. It's got a sticky Yodi nose, which was
nice.
Fun. Yeah.
I have a jack-o'-lantern with a sticky Yodi nose, too, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe it's a thing that's happening.
It's actually a pretty cool jack-o'-lantern because you can actually be sitting like a normal jack-o'-lantern, mm-hmm. or you can put it on its side.
Cool.
And the like, what do you ever call that? The like, the what
face?
Is that called? The
top bit with the stem, the lid.
The stem. Thank you. Sorry, and now Zoom is telling me they're running out of time.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that the show is going to be over. It's just
we're only 10 minutes into the show. We're only 10 minutes into the show. We're already running out of time.
We wasted time just being normal humans and chatting with each other because we hadn't talked in a bit.
Yeah. So the stem becomes the nose when it's sitting on its side.
Oh,
and then
I see.
It flips up, then the hole
is innovative. That's innovative jack-o'-lantern design, Doug. That's
Thank
cool.
You.
Did opportunity.
Well, I don't know. Did it? Hello?
Run off with another guy?
I hope not.
Your tires all flat.
Did say she was out
I
of
don't
time.
Have a car.
And your engine blown up?
I don't know what this guy's talking about, but coming up, we've got songs about Halloween like Sugar Sandwich by the Leather Uppers, The Curse by the Golden Horde, and Devil Stomp by Guitar Wolf. Here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, baby, have you heard about the U.S. Chris? to do the curse.
Halloween night.
Yes. Spooky. Tonight's, what was the thing from The Simpsons? Where are they going? Tonight's show is going to suck. You're blind.
I always like that.
It's very good. Clever. It's good. It's good. You think it's going
I'm
in
also
one direction?
Dating myself. Hmm?
You think it's going one direction, then it flips around on you.
That's right. It follows its own logic, as all good comedy should.
Indeed. Did we already say what those tracks were? We did.
I did, but I'll say it again. That was the Leather Uppers with Sugar Sandwich for all the candy lovers out there. I'm informed by my 5.5-year-old that this is the most important part of Halloween. Candy. Specifically the lollipops.
Yeah, very important part.
That's a big deal. The Golden Horde with The Curse. And Guitar Wolf with Devil Stomp.
Yes.
Yeah. So we had that was some CanCon and some JapanCon and also some ScotsCon. And we'll hear some more ScotsCon later.
ScotsCon.
ScotsCon. If you have CanCon, you should have everything else con.
I guess so. All right, we're about to be cut off. I think we have been cut off.
Can you hear me,
Doug? Graham. Super's got us
no,
on.
I'm here.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
All right, we're back.
I'm not gone. I'll never leave.
We're back. We're back. We jumped
Spooky
through time.
Spooky times.
We came right back.
KUT. What time is it?
It's time to get spooky. It should
it's
be
like 11:22.
It should be 11:22. Right in 15 seconds, yeah.
Oh, right, there's that one there. Oh, I look at the wrong clock all the time.
You know what?
Close enough.
We're gonna get spooky with some Bauhaus now.
Oh, I'm
followed
ready.
By some Susie and the Banshees. A little death rock section for the goths out there that are, you know, living Halloween every day.
That's right.
Living like Halloween is every day.
Yeah. God bless
or
them.
Or not. Or not. Just living like life is every day. As
I love them.
So here we go. A little Bauhaus. And then Susie.
Happy every day, goths.
And then the Misfits, yeah. Happy every day.
Yeah. Okay.
Enjoy.
Power. You hear life.
There's a few bands that are basically synonymous with Halloween, and the Misfits is definitely one of them.
I would agree. Misfits?
Happy every what day else? To the Misfits.
Cramps?
The Cramps? Yeah. They have that sort of spooky thing going on. Yeah.
I thought about maybe programming it tonight, but Sucker Punch from Toronto, they're a very Halloween-y band, and I was going to play something by them, but some other stuff won out instead.
They got sucker punched.
Yeah, by Starkweather Fix.
Starkweather, sucker punch.
Yeah. But they're all friends. It's about okay.
Yeah, a couple whiskeys under the table, and they're
missing. Yeah. And I was also like, well, I should play some Melvins. I was like, yeah, it's just Melvins. And I was like, the Fantomas Melvins Big Band. Yep. And all their covers of horror movie themes, such as Cape Fear, which we'll hear coming up in the next set. As well as a track by the band, again, from Scotland, from Edinburgh. Writing on the Wall with their song Lucifer Corpus. They had one album and it was called The Power of the Picts. Wikipedia describes them as being in the genre of occult rock.
Occult rock.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Occult rock. 1969 like album, Power of the Picts. They did a couple of Peel sessions in 68 and 71. They're a very popular touring group, apparently, in UK. As I found the website, but the drummer set up, he lists, shit you not, 169 gigs in the UK alone in 1969.
Jesus.
169 gigs in 1 year in the UK.
That's like a gig every 4 days.
It's insanity.
It's more than a gig every 4 days.
Wow. So we're going to hear them.
Amazing.
Yeah. They broke up in 1972 when all their gear got stolen.
That's rough.
And like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, all this. Screw it. Happy Halloween!
Song on my mind. I cannot see, my eyes are blind. I cannot hear, my ears are deaf. The devil's name beyond my dying breath. Lucifer, go down, down. Take me under ground. Lucifer.
these images that I see. They are all black. What can they be? Why are the itching of my mind? When I return, what shall I find? Lucifer, go down, down. Take me underground. Lucifer, go down, down. Lucifer, go down, down. Take me underground. Lucifer, go down, down. That I see. They are all black. What can they be? Why are they eating up my mind? When I return, what shall I find?
Is itching up his mind.
What indeed? What indeed?
What is itching up his mind? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
It's not even the Scottish, it's not like a Scottish accent thing either. I don't understand. I have to do some weird, more research.
It's a weird thing about singing, so you can really sound however you want. And there's a lot of like American punk bands that like put on the British accent. well.
Yes.
But not like a British accent.
And vice versa.
A British style of singing. Yeah. And vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all the like the other European countries that just sang in English because.
And here in Montreal, have you ever heard like an English band aping like a French thing? Way of singing?
No.
I just wondered if it the phenomenon
I haven't
got localized at all.
But a lot
I'm
of
not sure
are.
I have either. But certainly Francophone singers aping English styles just simply because that's what everybody does.
Yeah. It's the imperialistic power of the English language.
Yes,
at work
that's
there.
Exactly what it yes. is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My daughter was asking me about if I knew who Napoleon was today, speaking of imperialists. Okay. Like, yeah, I know who Napoleon was. Why are you asking me about Napoleon? Yeah. We're in the park having a picnic and you're a kid. It was kind of weird.
Was there one of her classmates that dressed up as Napoleon?
I don't know. You heard about somebody named Napoleon, maybe?
Perhaps.
The sun goes down and the moon comes up.
It was creepy.
Speaking of creepy, get ready for the Goo Goo Muck.
Teenage Goo Goo Muck. I cruise through the city and I roam the streets. Looking for something that is nice to eat. You'd better duck when I show up, the Goo Goo Muck. I'm a night-head hunter looking for a head. With a way-out body underneath that head. You baby with a little luck. I'm a teenage tiger and a cuckoo buck. You better duck when I show up, the cuckoo muck. City is a jungle and I'm a beast. A teenage tiger looking for a feast. I want the most and still I'll take the least. I'm the Goo Goo Muck tiger and a teenage beast. Better duck when I show up, the Goo Goo Muck. And bang, baby, like I've been telling you, I'm the Goo 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 Goo. And bang.
Did we just go back in time?
I don't know. I feel like we've heard this song before. Maybe it's the same time.
Are you sure? Same time as the time before.
Deja vu on the radio.
Yeah, that was the Dead Boys. Yeah. This should be a Halloween band. They're not really, but, yep.
But that was makes sense.
Singing about the Son of Sam, which, you know.
Allow it.
Allowed indeed. And before that, we heard
Igor.
It's Ronnie Cook and the Gay Lads. You know, having a good time singing Goo Goo Muck.
Super.
And you speaking know that of song, the, speaking of the Cramps,
yeah,
that's, you know, that was Ronnie Cook and the Gay Lads influenced the Cramps, and they would go on to cover that. The Cramps version it has its own thing. They did a lot of great covers.
It's a special song for me because, as careful listeners may remember, I have my roots in my upbringing are in Oshawa, Ontario, and I always heard, from the first time that I heard that Goo Goo Muck song, I heard "You Better Duck" in Oshawa, the Goo Goo Muck. And
it's an interesting marathon, too.
Yeah, and if you had grown up in Oshawa the time that I did, it would kind of make sense.
True.
Too. And coming up in this next set is some Oshawonian weirdo satanic punk rock. We've got some Nebulous Lard Choir with their song Satan's Touch. We're also going to hear from Starkweather Fix with Old House, and they're going to make a sandwich with Boston's The Neats and Six. But here's Nebulous Lard Choir.
Satan's Touch. Everything he touches turns to...
Turning to Satan.
Once cast, it lasts forever. Orpheus.